We want to make our customers feel special, and we can't do that if we're just trying to sell them stuff all the time. So if you're really struggling with marketing, you don't know what you're doing wrong, maybe consider the fact that perhaps your strategy is too salesy.
You're listening to The Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast that teaches you how to build a successful solo business while maintaining a balanced and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a members-only Patreon community where you can connect with solopreneurs like yourself, chat with me about all things business, and get access to exclusive bonus episodes every single week. Visit patreon.com/thesolopreneurhustle or click the link below in the description for this episode to join our exclusive community for as little as $5 a month. You can also text business to 31996 to receive our monthly solopreneur newsletter that's jam-packed with business tips. All right, let's jump into this week's episode.
Now you'll see our fail forward topic for this week is marketing mistakes. Now, in the world of small business ownership, it's so easy to do marketing the wrong way because we see entrepreneurs on social media promoting their products in ways we think we should also be promoting our products. But what we fail to recognize is the background strategy that contributed to what they post and why they do it. And also, all of our business goals are so different, and our marketing should be informed by our personal goals. So we do a lot of comparison as small business owners when we think about what we should be doing in terms of marketing strategy. And quite frankly, we have to cut the comparison, get to the nitty-gritty about our business goals, and come up with a strategy that directly reflects what we want to accomplish in business. So I'll get to some of those details in a second, but I want to base this conversation on 5 marketing mistakes that entrepreneurs, small business owners just starting out, or whether you're a veteran in the industry and you just struggle with marketing, there are several marketing mistakes that I see a lot of business owners make, and I've narrowed it down to 5. So number one, oftentimes, entrepreneurs that are struggling with marketing aren't clear on their purpose. Now, what do I mean by your purpose? You're not clear on who you are, what you do, who you serve, why you do it, and who should care. Now, when I say who you serve, number one, that's who your target audience is. That's who should care about your products. Now, if you sell hair extensions, and you say your target audience is everyone that wears weave, that audience is too wide. You need to focus on people that enjoy specific qualities of hair, maybe people in certain geographic areas, people in different income brackets. You need to narrow your target audience down to a specific group, because then you can get to know one audience, what they like, what their values are, what they want to see, what they think is funny, what they want out of whatever product you do in your industry. So it's much easier to create a marketing strategy that works when you know who you're trying to reach completely. Now, if you already know who you're trying to reach, who you serve, who you are, what your purpose is, then maybe you are clear on your purpose, perhaps, you know, you're clear on what you do and why you do it. But the issue could be whether or not you determined why anybody should care about what you do. Now, we all think our product is so amazing, and if we've taken the time to start an entire business selling our product or our service, obviously, I mean, why shouldn't somebody care? You know, we're qualified to do what we do. I've gotten the education. I've, you know, researched what is the best and highest quality product out there. Why doesn't anybody pay attention to my business? Well, maybe you haven't thought about why the customer should care about what you do. You know why you do what you do. You know why you do it. But you haven't thought about how your product is perceived from the customer's perspective. So if you are clear on who you are, what you do, and why you do it, and you're clear about who should care, focus on the why. So think about why a customer should care, why a customer should buy your product, why they should buy your product over someone else's product. Think about the why, and then put yourself in the customer's shoes. If I as a customer landed on your website, what would I think? Is it appealing? Or maybe even get some feedback from people that don't know you, people that aren't your family, people that are going to give you the honest truth and don't really care about how you feel. Ask them how they perceive your products. Think about the why. So if we're clear on the what, let's focus on the why. I can't even begin to explain how important clarity is in life as an entrepreneur for me. And I just want you guys to recognize that if we're not clear on our purpose, how can we really expect our potential customers to recognize why they need us? Our goal as entrepreneurs is to solve a problem. We use our gifts, we use our products, we use our services to solve a problem for somebody. And if we don't do that, then ultimately what we do is pointless. I mean, there are plenty of people out there that spend money on things just because they can. But ultimately, the vast majority of people on the planet buy products, they invest in services because it solves a problem for them or does something for the greater good of their life. So if we can't justify why what we do solves a problem for somebody, then we may need to revisit our business idea altogether. So get clear on your purpose, recognize why you do what you do, figure out from a customer's perspective why they need you, and write a vision statement. So in terms of gaining clarity, getting clear on your purpose, the best thing to do that represents that you're clear on what you do is to write a vision statement for your business. Something as simple as a 3-sentence or a 3-to-5-sentence paragraph that states your what, your why, and your how. Actually, you know what? I'll go ahead and read you guys my vision statement because I have it right here in my success journal. So With Purpose LLC offers continuing education and custom brand development services for small business owners. Our goal is to help entrepreneurs create a more meaningful presence through digital strategy. So again, I stated who I was and why I do what I do. I stated who I serve, what my goal is, and what problem I solve for entrepreneurs. So I challenge you to write a vision statement that represents that you're clear on what you do, why you do it, and why your customer should care. So number 2, perhaps your marketing doesn't support your business goals. If you're really struggling and you're not seeing the results you want in your business, perhaps the marketing tactics you're using just don't appropriately align with your business goals. It's important to create business goals, to write them down, and to figure out how you're going to get from point A to point B. So if your goal is to sell more products, so let's just say you sell shoes, and your goal is to sell more shoes, you want to increase your sales, you have to consider a marketing strategy that appropriately aligns with that goal. Now, one goal, and where a lot of business owners go wrong, one goal can be divided into 5 other goals. So if your goal is to sell more shoes, what does that entail? I mean, you just want paying customers to walk through the door, but to get customers to that point, what do you need to change? The display of your shoes in the window may not be so appealing, or you know, your website layout may not be as easy for your customers to navigate. You want to make things easy and simple for your customers, so you may need to work on appearance. You may need to work on the look and feel of your store. You may need to work on social media content. You may need to work on what you sell in general. Maybe the shoes you offer aren't really what people want. There's so many moving parts that go into making one big goal happen. And once I realized that, one, my anxiety level went down because I went around in circles for so long trying to figure out what I was doing wrong. Oh, I want to sell more of this. Oh, I'm not selling any success journals. Oh, none of my wigs are selling. No one's on my website. No one's listening to my podcast. I just want more viewers. I want more sales. I want more of this. But when I realized that that one big goal really took 5 other moving parts just to make that happen, I started focusing on those little puzzle pieces that came together to make one goal happen. and I would celebrate my small successes, and that would move me forward and give me the confidence to continue to reach that goal. And it never happens overnight. So, for example, I wanted to increase my viewers on this podcast, and I got really discouraged for a few weeks because my first few episodes didn't get many views at all. And, you know, if there's anybody that recognizes the value of not giving up, it's me. I wasn't going to give up, but I had to figure out how I was going to get more views. So I realized that, okay, if I want more views, it's not just as easy as posting on social media and expecting people to tune in. I started doing email blasts. I started a Facebook group, shifted the focus of that group to focus on how I could help entrepreneurs, and that aligned with my podcast. I committed to doing more events in my community and networking with people and just getting involved and meeting new people so that people that listen to my podcast can put a face to a voice and a name. So I just want you guys to recognize that one goal, one business goal, can be divided into multiple marketing tactics. So make sure that your marketing strategy appropriately aligns with your business goals. And for it to appropriately align, you have to create a targeted strategy with tactics that all support that one business goal. There's never gonna just be one marketing tactic, like constantly posting on social media, that is going to appropriately support that business goal. So what, it doesn't matter what you sell or what you do, if you sell lashes or if you make websites, constantly posting on social media is not enough. I can't tell you guys how many people I talk to that say, I'm giving up on my business. I post constantly on social media. I'm doing quote unquote all I can, and I'm not seeing any results. What's going wrong? Well, I'm sorry to say it, but just posting on social media is not really doing all you can. You have to do your research and educate yourself, find different tactics and different ways to reach your target audience that will support that goal. And to be honest, you really have to go beyond social media and find ways to increase your credibility, because that plays a huge role in whether or not someone supports your business. So if you are constantly posting on social media and you have a great product, that's all well and fine, but there's probably 10 or 15 other people that also post constantly on social media that are more credible resources for whatever you do or whatever you sell than you are. Why? Because they may have a great website. They may do vendor events. They may do pop-up shops at other stores. They may have a podcast. They may have a Facebook group with 6,000 members. They may partner with other organizations to increase brand awareness of what they do. So your marketing strategy needs to be diverse. You need to have multiple tactics that support your business goal, and you need to have a way to measure the success of those tactics. Measuring whether or not something's working is very important, because that tells you whether or not what you do is working. You can get really discouraged and go around in circles over and over again, trying to change things, tinker with this and that, because you think nothing's working when some things probably are working, but the things that aren't working aren't even the things you're focusing on because you're not measuring what you do. I'm thinking from a digital perspective, because that's a lot of what I do, is measuring the analytics on my website and on social media. So pay close attention to how many views you're getting on things. That'll give you more information about whether or not people like what you're posting and how effective the content you're sharing is, how effective your website is. Look at those back-end analytics and figure out, you know, how many people are putting things in their cart. Okay, if no one's putting anything in their cart, then what's the issue? Can you see how many people are visiting your website and what pages? Where are people actually exiting your website? Are they exiting your website from your homepage, or are they exiting at your products? This is all information you need to know so you can figure out what's going wrong, what's going right, what you can do better. Now, number three, have you researched your competitors? I say this sort of with a double-edged sword because it's important to research our competitors, but we also have to work towards cutting the comparison, because comparison can really be the creator of confusion and discouragement in our businesses, and it can just really bring us negative energy that we don't need because we create things in our head that sometimes don't exist. When I say that, I mean that when we compare what our business has going on to other businesses, it really can negatively impact us. And we think we're not doing enough when really we're right on track. We're just comparing ourselves to others and it's negatively impacting our focus. But we have to see what else is out there. We have to see what's trendy, what other people are doing to position ourselves in a place in our industry where we can be the most appealing to our customers. However, again, we can't overly compare ourselves to others and try to be carbon copies of every other business in our industry and think that helps us stand out from the crowd. No, it doesn't. It just makes us just like everybody else, and that's not always positive. So look and see what your competitors are doing. Look into what your advantages are in comparison to your competitors. Maybe some disadvantages that you may have to overcome compared to your competitor. Researching maybe even your competitor's reviews to figure out how you can create an opportunity for yourself based on things they're not doing so right. For example, if you look at your competitor's reviews on Yelp or Google and you see that lots of their customers are complaining about not being able to get their shipments fast enough, that leaves you a window of opportunity to market that you're able to get that product to that target customer much, much faster than your competitor can. So one way to market your services that may help positively impact your marketing strategy is researching what your competitors are doing, you know, researching your strengths compared to your competitor's strengths, researching your weaknesses compared to your competitor's weaknesses, researching opportunities or windows of opportunities you can create for yourself based on how your competitor conducts business. Now, if you feel you're good on all of the above, you're clear on your purpose, you feel your marketing strategy supports your business goals effectively, you've researched your competitors, you know who you are, you know what your brand is, you know, maybe you already have consistent customers, but you're finding that what you do is kind of leveling off and you're not growing, consider the fact that maybe your marketing is too salesy. Now, there are two different types of marketing strategies. There's sales marketing and there's content marketing. Whether you have customers that have been along your journey with you from the very beginning and they're loyal and they shop with you regularly, no one likes to constantly see salesy posts. Buy our new product. We have this in stock. Come shop with us. Your customers want to see that you're interested in learning about who they are, that you have a personality, that you have a voice, that you interact with them, that you're friendly. So I challenge you to focus more on content marketing as opposed to sales marketing. If you're just posting your products, your new specials, your new whatever, your pricing for your products, etc. No one really wants to see that. Your customers know what you sell. They want to know that you are interested in providing them with value beyond just what you sell or what services you offer. So I challenge you to think about how you can interact with your customers on a deeper level, whether it's hosting themed events like a Wind Down Wednesday or going live to share new techniques that they may be interested in based on what you do, or providing product recommendations for things that can support what you do. If you're a massage therapist, maybe providing some tips for anxiety and stress relief, things that your customers may want to see. So find ways to connect with your customers beyond your product and services. And what's most important is providing them value beyond what you sell. I can't stress that enough. No matter what you do, ultimately, there are going to be 10 zillion other people out there that do something similar. However, no one's going to do what you do quite like you do it. But it's important to recognize that while a customer can choose to support your business, there's another business out there that they can support and probably get the same product or service from as well. So it's important that we focus on providing our customer with value beyond just what our products and services are, because that really makes the difference. When our customers know that we care about them and we want to give them our best. And we want our customers to see that we're not just here trying to get money from them, that we're actually passionate about what we do. And we want to provide them with value beyond just what we do. We want our customers to feel like no matter what, they're getting a good value and they're getting a good deal by shopping with us, by supporting what we do, by investing in our product or services. We want to make our customers feel special. And we can't do that if we're just trying to sell them stuff all the time. So if you're really struggling with marketing, you don't know what you're doing wrong, maybe consider the fact that perhaps your strategy is too salesy. Number five, maybe you're spending your money and your time in terms of marketing on the wrong things. Everybody thinks that the most important part of their marketing strategy is having an amazing website, having a social media page that's beautiful, that's appealing to the eye, etc. But really, marketing goes way beyond that. So I challenge you to go beyond the internet and really connect with your customer face to face. There's a lot of businesses that are strictly online, and that makes it a little bit difficult to connect, especially if your target audience aren't people in your local community. However, there are other ways to connect face to face with your customers, whether that's through video chatting, going live on social media, doing webinars that talk about what you do, etc. But sometimes we spend too much time and money focusing on the things that don't matter. So when I first started my online hair extension boutique, for the first 3 months of being in business, I wasn't getting any sales, and I was obsessed with making my website as beautiful as it could possibly be. And for hours on end a day, I would tinker around on that website. I would make graphics and these beautiful flyers that I would spend 3, 4, 5, 6 hours on, when that time and energy and money could have been spent connecting with someone, going to a local entrepreneur networking event and passing out my business cards. That money could have spent investing in a space at a hair show. You know, I mean, be wise about where you're spending your money, why you're spending your money on that, and even make sure the amount of time and money you're committing to a specific marketing tactic, make sure that even supports your sales goals. I'm going to be real with you guys. Your website's important, but if you're just starting out, don't go out and spend $2,000 on a website and stop spending $50, $60 on a flyer. Start investing in yourself. Sometimes the best investment in yourself can be your own time, learning how to do things for yourself that save you time and money. So you don't have to always pay someone to do something, wait on them to produce the products for you. There's so many things you can learn how to do on YouTube. So stop wasting your money. That's one of the biggest marketing mistakes. Stop wasting your money and stop wasting your time on things that your customer throws away as soon as they get it in the mail. I hear entrepreneurs all the time talking about these beautiful tags they make to go on their products, and they're spending hundreds of dollars on boxes that they ship their products out in. Your customer throws that away as soon as they get it. Spend that money and time on something that matters, like an opportunity to connect with your target audience face to face. Spend that money on a Facebook ad if that's something that supports your business goal. Stop wasting weeks and weeks building an intricate website. Your customer wants to get there and shop and buy your product, and that's all that matters. So stop wasting your time and money on the things that don't matter. Stop tinkering around on your website. Stop tinkering around on Canva, creating flyers. Start connecting with your customers in a way that makes sense and supports your business goals, and focus on the bigger picture. That is all I have for you guys today. I hope that some of these marketing mistakes that I've talked about and the examples I've gave you help you to find clarity and to create a marketing strategy that works for you. At the end of the day, we all have special gifts. I say this a lot, and no one's going to do what we do quite like we do it. Comparing our business to someone else's and creating our marketing strategy based on what we see out there in the world doesn't really do much good for us. We have to take a moment to take a step back, reflect on what we do, reflect on our purpose, why we do it, why people should care, and use that more so to inform our marketing strategy. And I promise that will lead to greater success for you. Stay true to yourself. Focus on what you do. Stop spending money on the wrong things. Don't be too salesy. Research your competitors and do an analysis. And number one, get clear on why your customers should care. Think about the why. And last but not least, this wasn't one of our five marketing mistakes, but one of my biggest recommendations in terms of creating a marketing strategy is focusing on the how. So you know what you want to do, you know what your business goals are, but your marketing piece is the how you're going to get it done. So if you have one business goal to increase your sales, think about five different ways you can go about that to get that accomplished. So there's never really just going to be one plug and play way to make something happen. There's always going to be multiple tactics that all work together like a well-oiled machine to bring your goals to fruition. So that's my biggest piece of advice today.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Stay connected in between episodes by texting business to 31996. You'll receive our business tip of the week, and you'll also get our monthly solopreneur newsletter. We also have a private membership group that you can join to access group chats and bonus episodes every week. Visit patreon.com/thesolopreneurhustle or click the link below in the description for this episode to join our community. I hope you have a great week, and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast.